Sotheby's Auction House holds its Americana and folk art sales in New York this week. Christie's is auctioning American furniture. Both houses are preparing for their big impressionist and modern art sales in the spring. This week's auctions are the first at Sotheby's and Christie's in New York since the price-fixing conviction last month of Sotheby's principal stockholder, A. Alfred Taubman. Both auction houses pleaded guilty to charges of collusion and have laid off staff. David Darcy reports that auctioneers and art dealers insist the market is strong.
Just before Christmas, Sotheby's announced that in the spring it will be selling a collection of modern art from the Maslin family of Los Angeles. The consignment includes Alberto Giacometti's 1954 sculpture, Head of Diego, expected to bring between $5 to $7 million. After a year of reports on the price-fixing trial and reports that the auction house was up for sale, the high end of the market remains strong, said Charles Moffat, who runs the firm's impressionist and modern department.
The end of the year, I think, went generally very well for art dealers and galleries in New York and around the country. We were in recovery, we are in recovery, but I think that recovery is gradual, lasting, and solid.
Optimism about the art market is also the message at Christie's, Sotheby's competitor, and in the recent trial, its admitted co-conspirator. Mark Porter, International Managing Director at Christie's, says the best art tends to be recession-proof.
The art market is a cyclical market in which, in particular, objects of less than the very, very, very best quality experience price swings over time and during particular economic cycles.
But it was not a great year for the auction business. Besides fighting an expensive and embarrassing antitrust case, Sotheby's and Christie's had to lay off employees. Sotheby's also downsized an ambitious plan to hold auctions online. None of the auction houses is giving out year-end numbers, but at least one brokerage house says Phillips Auctioneers lost $100 million for its parent company, the French luxury goods conglomerate LVMH. And Christie's Mark Porter says some sales were just timed wrong after September 11th.
The subject matter can also be challenging in an environment like this. For example, a lot of the pictures that are sold in the 19th century sales are Orientalist pictures in which scenes of the Middle East are depicted. That's not right now the most fashionable thing.
Other sectors of the art trade just put things on hold. The organizers of Art Basel, the world's largest contemporary art fair, held in Switzerland every spring, postponed what would have been the largest art fair in North America. Art Basel Miami was scheduled for last month, but some collectors were afraid to fly, says the fair's director, Samuel Keller. Some dealers were reluctant to ship art to Florida if serious buyers weren't going to be there.
It was a very psychological thing, and the art world, which is very emotional, if people are not ready and not willing to travel, you cannot successfully hold an event as ours. We're very much depending on air travel and very much depending on how collectors feel about buying art, and that was a very difficult moment.
The contemporary market has suffered most after September 11th. Bruce Wolmer, editor of Art and Auction, which LVMH also owns, thinks collectors are wondering whether there's any lasting value to the art that cost them a fortune just a year ago.
Certainly they are using greater discrimination in trying to sort out what's valuable and make those judgments of quality that perhaps they weren't making previously, where they were being carried more by what's hot rather than by what's going to have some lasting impact.
Yet the contemporary market has not collapsed. Even New York museums that are laying off staff were buying art just a few weeks ago. And when museums buy, so do their patrons. Experienced dealers like Jane Collier of Gallery Saint-Étienne in New York are a little baffled by the market's vitality at the high end.
You have to ask yourself why, when we are in the midst of a recession, why, when many, many people have lost phenomenal amounts of money in the stock market, are people still spending on art? And part of it can be that people who have money continue to have money and they haven't been affected by those things. But I think there's also a feel-good aspect to it. I think buying a work of art, if you can afford it, is something that's very reassuring and that makes you feel good for the moment, feel that things are back to normal, that everything is going to be okay. And so I think there is almost a sense in which buying art becomes a kind of psychological salve to the aftershocks of September 11th for some people.
The high end of the art market always gets the most attention, but most of the art and most of the buyers are at the low end. So far, that consumer base has barely been tapped, says Bruce Wolmer of Art and Auction.
It was certainly one of Sotheby's considerations when they went into Sotheby's.com, the idea that you could put works of lower value online and have lesser overhead. The fact that Sotheby's.com has turned out to be a big drain on their business, certainly within the current context, has probably put a block in the development of that. But where will the lower end, the broader, less profitable markets go is really one of the big questions that are confronting the auction business, and I don't think anybody is really has a very clear idea on it right now.
Sotheby's hasn't reached the masses, but it sold at least one painting for more than $500,000 on its website, where a version of the Declaration of Independence brought $8 million. Sotheby's Vice Chairman David Redden says that even though his firm has gone more deeply into the online business than its rivals, Christie's and Phillips, that business still doesn't amount to much.
Overall, I would guess a couple percent, really. But don't forget, I mean, one's competing with individual sales at Sotheby's, which will bring $100 million or so. So there are, when you deal with the high end, particularly around here, a small number of objects equal a vast amount of money.
For now, the auction houses will continue to compete for the top lots, which means offering deals on commissions to sellers. Collusion in the early 1990s to minimize that costly competition led to the recent federal antitrust prosecution. For NPR News, I'm David Darcy in New York.